This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Top Biden administration officials testify on Capitol Hill about how the president's new budget request will shape U.S. competition with China. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more details.
Lawmakers and top cabinet officials discussed whether the Biden administration's latest budget will allow the U.S. to compete with China or fall behind. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
If there were to be a crisis as a result of unilateral action taken by China with regard to Taiwan, we would have a global economic crisis on our hands that country after country would be affected by.
Officials say the U.S. remains committed to Taiwan, with a massive military aid package for the Democratic Island expected soon. And Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin warned that a Russian victory in Ukraine would make China more likely to invade Taiwan. Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.
A change of U.S. President Joe Biden's travel plans this week because of the debt limit crisis in Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden is scaling back an overseas trip amid an unresolved issue with Congress over setting debt limits. The president is still planning to attend this week's Group of Seven summit in Hiroshima, Japan. The White House says the president will return home Sunday after the G7 meeting concludes so he can hold further meetings with congressional leaders to avert an economically disastrous default by the U.S. government not paying its bills. Biden met Tuesday with top lawmakers. There was progress, according to the participants, but no agreement on raising the debt ceiling. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Amnesty International says recorded executions in 2022 reached the highest level within a five-year period. The organization recorded 883 executions across 20 countries, marking a rise of 53%, and that does not include China, where the figures are kept secret. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
Amnesty says the rise in executions in 2022 was led by countries in the Middle East. In Iran, the number soared from 314 in 2021 to 576 in 2022. In Saudi Arabia, the number of executions tripled from 65 in 2021 to 196 in 2022, the highest recorded in 30 years. Many are for drug-related offences. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has ruled out so-called Quad Summit taking place in Sydney without U.S. President Joe Biden, saying the four leaders will talk at the Group of Seven meeting this weekend in Japan. Albanese said Wednesday he understands why Biden pulled out of the summit to focus on debt limit talks in Washington, since they are crucial to the economy. Summit including Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida had been scheduled for May 24th. State media reports that a Chinese fishing boat operating in the Indian Ocean has sunk, and all 39 crew members on board are missing. Broadcaster CCTV said the sinking happened around 3 a.m. Tuesday. The report said that the crew includes 17 from China, 17 from Indonesia, and 5 from the Philippines. The Chinese leader Xi Jinping and Prime Minister Li Keqiang have ordered Chinese diplomats abroad, as well as the agriculture and transportation ministries, to assist in the search for survivors. No word was given on the cause of the sinking. And again, Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky have agreed to separate meetings with a delegation of leaders from six African countries to discuss a possible plan to end the war in Ukraine, according to South Africa's president on Tuesday. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.